This is RSBNB Update, episode 23, for the week of November 13th, 2005. I'm here with Brad, Krusala, and Pika. Pika is our normal co-host here with our two guests this week, Krusala and Brad. Brad from Berlin in Germany and Krusala from Australia. Sorry, I forget your exact city location.
Not like it matters.
Where are you located in Australia?
Brisbane.
Okay. Thank you. Anyways, we're going to do the same old thing that we always do here. RuneScape updates, questions, tech news, rants, etc., etc., etc. Alright. So, have any of you guys done this quest here this week?
Which one?
The Shadow of the Storm?
I've done
no.
it.
Yeah, the new quest.
No.
Did you?
Yeah, did
I yeah, I might have. Chrysler, did I do that one? Okay, I forget which quest
you
did.
Yeah, you did it, Pika.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. Pika did that quest.
I just don't remember it that well.
Yeah. Anyways, I guess because Pika is having a memory problem this week, I'll just give a bit of a brief discussion about this quest here. The quest is called Shadow of the Storm. It's a continuation of the Demon Slayer / Golem storyline. If you guys remember, the Demon Slayer is a really, really, really easy quest on free-to-play RuneScape. Basically, you need to kill a demon that's south of
I remember it now.
Farrakh.
I remember that.
That's cool. Yeah. Anyways, in this quest...
Didn't get the cool sword on a new quest.
Yeah, the Darklight.
Yeah. Darklight.
A sinister group of dark wizards are attempting to summon... Agrith Nar, a demon of the exceptional mystical power. Rather than try and prevent them, a Saradoma's priest asks that you help summon it to kill it once and for all. Anyways, the quest is really easy. It's an easy quest, as I'm sure you guys know, right?
I thought it was pretty hard.
Oh,
it's
well.
When I did it.
Well, basically, all we needed to do was go in and kill the thing, right?
Oh, the new one. I thought you were talking about the other one.
Yeah, this one, the new one I'm talking about right now.
No, that was easy.
Yeah, I know.
Rubbish reward.
Yes. Terrible, terrible.
I think the new sword looks kind of cool, though.
Yeah, I think I got rid of mine already.
Apparently, it has a really good special.
You lose.
Anybody know what it does? The special?
Apparently you spin around and then stab them or something.
Hmm.
That's what
interesting. I see. Anyways, to do this quest, you need the ability to defeat a level 100 demon and 30 crafting, which I'm sure many people have since it is not that hard to get. So, I think the story was okay. I know Brad was thinking this might be leading up to some sort of things. Would you care to elaborate on this?
It was just posted on the forums that because you have to summon a demon in the quest, that it could be a forefront to summoning, or future quests in the same...
Interesting.
Or future quests in the series could also be to do with summoning, or something like that.
Ah, I see. So maybe then we might all start out with 10 summoning or something, because we've done that quest.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. I don't know, they didn't say anything about summoning coming out at the end of the year, just carpentry and farming. I mean, carpentry and player-owned houses. Farming came out in July. Yeah, some of us are losing their marbles tonight. Well... Anyways, I'm gonna give the quest a rating of a quest here, and then you guys can tell me what you guys think about the quest and give it an overall rating. I feel the storyline was okay, could have been probably better. Quest would have been quicker if I had realized there were 4 kilns instead of 3. I spent, I figure, maybe about 45 minutes running around to try and find my book that you need to find in one of the kilns. When I realized it was in the furthest one out, I forgot that there were four, and I was just searching three. So I thought there was a bug in my game, and I needed to go report it. But eventually I found that other kiln when I started heading back the other direction.
Good job.
So, overall, I'll rate this 3 out of 5.
I say it's 5 out of 5 because it's a really cool sword. And that's about it, pretty much.
All right. Brad?
The storyline sounds interesting with the summoning, but it was a rubbish reward, so I'll say 2.
Okay. Rosala?
I thought 3. I thought the monster was too easy, but the sword's pretty cool, and I spent ages looking for the book as well, and I thought there was only one kiln. So I just stood there clicking it for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, I guess that's kind of where that kind of come from, but oh well. I think the idea on this quest is pretty well thought of, then that we doing a quick average here, probably around 3 out of 5, I'm guessing, maybe 3.25 or something.
Yes.
Probably.
Something.
Yeah. Oh, I was right, 3.25, taking an average out of what everyone said here.
Yay.
Ooh.
I'm surprised I can do that. Last night, I was asked what, so much percent of a number was, and people around me were surprised that I could do it in my head, so, I don't know, I just kinda guessed that.
It's easier in your head.
Yeah, it is. Oh, well. Back to the quest, basically what you do to defeat the demon is you put some prayer on, and then I just use the whip on the thing.
Wow.
Gotta love that sound.
And then use Protect from Magic, and then just kill it with the Dark Light in the end. So, that's how you kill the demon that you summon. There is a little tiny puzzle in it, but... So... Yeah.
Yes.
So, I don't know, that's pretty much all they had for RuneScape updates this week.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So, I think we're going to move on to questions now. Okay. We have a wide range of questions this week, ranging from simple questions to more complex questions. Does anybody want to take this first question?
Oh, I will.
Alrighty.
Okay, do I just read it, or?
Yeah, read the question.
Yeah. I personally think that the Mudstaff and the Secret Bow are very useful. Mudstaff allows you to entangle with only 4 natures, and Secret Bow reduces your opponent's mage level by as much as 22. What do you think about them?
Well, if they do, that's... Oh, right, we should probably pronounce his name right. I'll go with this.
It's Thorn Rocks, isn't it?
Thorn Rocks. Second H is silent, so that makes sense. Thorn Rocks, I suppose, then.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, Thorn Rocks. So what do you guys think about this question?
I have no comment on either of these items.
All right.
The mud staff is good because, as well as the entangle and the bind and the snare spells, and you can also cast... the higher level weakening spells, and using only souls if you have that staff.
Mm.
But the staff is currently about 3 million, last I heard, so...
Holy.
It's pricey.
Any idea how much that bow costs?
No, but I know that it has the same range attack as Mage Short, which is 69. That's all I know about it.
Alright. So, I guess if you have the money to pay, you could probably get one of these, and then ranging is all powerful again. So, yeah. I don't know. I guess if that is truly what you can do, and the special takes it down that much, I suppose if I was a range PKer and I was actually doing things that were good with PKing, then I would want to get one, you know?
Yes.
I think that's what I have to deal with that. So, I don't know. Well, now that it becomes known that you can use all those kind of different spells with them. See, when we first talked about this update, I forgot the fact that Entangle does use those type of runes, you know? So, that way, now that we see that, it's definitely, I'd say, it's an advantageous weapon, both of those. I think we're agreed on that.
Yes.
Even though Pika has no comment.
No comment.
All right. I'll take this next question. The new Shadow of the Storm quest, which makes your reward Silverlight turn into a dark light, what do you think about this? Landspeeder, this is from.
I think it's cool.
I like my whip. That's all I have to say.
Well, for people who don't have whips out there, I think that dark light is pretty cool. And they all do right. too, maybe. Because you know, Shane, yeah. not everybody has a whip.
Well, yeah, I guess that's true. But, I don't know. Brad, Chrisella, what do you guys think?
I think it's good. I think it adds a little something extra.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Because your old sword changes, so if you're getting sick of that.
Yeah.
And it has a special, so it's even better.
Yeah, it's special. I don't know what the special does. They don't have it on the special attacks manual, so I'm not sure.
I don't
but
like
they
it.
They do. No?
No, I mean, it doesn't look good. And I would imagine if it's handed out as a quest thing, so you know, I mean, everybody's going to have one if they do this quest. Mm-hmm. It's got to have pretty rubbish stats, so
yeah.
No thank you.
All right, very good. Anyways, just looking at the manual page here, they've updated it to have special attacks of the Dragon Axe and the Circle Bow. Apparently the Dragon Axe special is called Clobber, dazes your opponent, lowering their defense and magic stats. Maybe making magic worthless again.
If yes. you PK with a woodcutting axe. Yes.
And we discussed this last show. Pika and I discussed this. Who PKs with a woodcutting axe?
Only idiots would.
Okay. Anyways. Circle bow reduces magic level by the amount of damage you inflict. That's just the official definition of it. Thank you from Landspeeder. Somebody want to take this next question?
I'll do it. Have you ever scammed anyone in RuneScape? No, I haven't.
Have I ever scammed someone in RuneScape?
Yes.
What's the definition of scam?
Probably making it so they lose money and you gain from it. Is that a yes?
No comment.
Oh, okay. Pika seems to be having very few comments tonight. So, you guys can have a chat with him about that when you guys listen to this. I've never scammed anyone. Chrisella, what about you?
No, I'm pretty sure I haven't. No, unless you count taking 1 GP from some level 3.
Ooh, scammer.
That might count for a level 3.
1 GP!
I know, it's like only one.
It's probably 50% of what he had.
They wouldn't be able to buy anything with that.
No.
A bronze axe from the store.
Okay, I'm sure that people out there, know, who I am, kind of. And the person that I am on RuneScape and all that. And I'm sure if you're wondering if I have ever scammed or not, you know the correct answer. And
all
I
right.
will not have to clarify that for anybody.
Very well. This question was from another person. We've been pronouncing their name wrong. Deeply sorry about this. Hopefully we didn't hurt you. But exactly as Chrisella said, Skate Ilk Lee. As in skate from skateboarding, ilk rhyming by milk, and Lee rhyming with tree.
How obvious. I told you guys you're pronouncing it incorrectly. But did you listen to me?
No. Well, we're sorry about this. Sorry. Anyways. So, deeply sorry if we hurt you. Anyways, moving on. Next question.
Yes.
Sorry.
I was walking past Drainer Manor the other day and saw several level 100 onwards that were slowly being killed to death by the dead trees. They had tried to escape, but that caused them to lose more damage and they were stuck. Do you think the amount of trees should be reduced to stop this from happening?
If you were level 100, would you have to go in there anyway? The only place I can think you need it for is a few noob quests from free to play.
I wasn't aware that people could get stuck there.
Yeah, there's like a whole bunch of like vines there. Once I saw in World 1, I don't know if they're still there, but they kill lots of people, and you get stuck. The only way to get out is by teleporting. Nice.
And that's why you should always have a charged glory amulet.
Yeah, that's good advice. Good advice from Pika. Mm-hmm.
Or Ring of Life.
Yeah. Ring of Life. Those things are good. They saved me numerous times.
Me too. I love them.
I had one of those, and I was wearing it, and I didn't get saved.
Yeah, there was a bug a few months ago where the Ring of Life didn't work.
No, it isn't a bug. It can fail because it teleports if you go under 10% health. So if you're fighting something and that can hit over 10% of your health, it can kill you anyway, even if you got it on.
Well, even with this, it still didn't work if you went with that, because there was that bug. So it was broken for a time, but they did indeed fix it because I know it worked. So Ring of Life is fixed, which is good.
But not
so.
So I should like start wearing one now.
You should only maybe wear one if you're fighting higher level monsters that you don't want to die at. Otherwise, carry around a Ring of Wealth,
everything
most likely.
Everything is a higher level than me, even a chicken.
What level are you?
77.
A chicken is level 1.
Yeah.
Exactly my point.
But you're level 77. 77 times its level.
Are you bad at maths?
I am bad at maths, but I'm just saying, I'm not good at fighting.
Well, I guess some people. Well, here's my saying here. If you're worried at all or have any doubts about losing or anything like that, just wear Ring of Life all the time. Worst that can happen is you die from being overhit by it. So, I guess it is a good thing to wear, but I prefer my Ring of Wealth.
Yes.
So, anybody have any closing remarks on that question?
No.
No.
Nope.
Oh yeah, it's right. Part of the game.
Oh, okay. It seems to be how we answer lots of things here. Anyways, the next question is an audio question from Alex43.
If you could pay an NPC to transfer experience points from skill to skill to level up in exchange for other levels and skill experience, would you do it, and for what skills would you advance and decline?
Thanks for that audio question, Alex43.
Yes.
I don't know, would you guys transfer any experience points or levels from skill to skill, like, as you said, by using an NPC or whatnot?
Yes, auto-fishing.
Really?
Yes.
I would transfer all of my wood cutting and fire making and farming, and that's about it. I'd transfer it to fishing.
I see. Well, I'd probably transfer my woodcutting and fletching, seeing as though you could transfer them back. I'd transfer woodcutting and fletching. I'm assuming here what this question means is you can pay and then have things transferred around. So I would pay and have, let's say I wanted to make a whole bunch of potions. I'd have my fletching transferred over to my herblore and my, the woodcutting transferred over to something else, maybe magic or something like that. Assuming you could go back, then of course it would be a much harder decision to make. You guys, I assume you guys feel the same about that. That would be a much harder decision to make.
Yes.
If you couldn't get your levels back.
Yeah.
Chrisella, what would you transfer yours to?
Probably to smithing, because
maybe
my smithing's only 56, and there's kind of no point in having 85 or 87 mining if you can't do anything with it.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yes.
That's a good idea. Yes. I think that's a good idea. It's a very good idea. I would definitely do that.
Yes.
Fletching to that skill where you make things out of metal, and woodcutting to Herblore. Yes, I would definitely do that. Thanks for that audio question. That's a definite mind insult. Mind in. In not mind insulting, and I was gonna say mind insulting idea, but I mean that's a most insightful idea.
It's a mind insulting idea.
No, it's a very insightful idea to be able to transfer these things over. Here, okay. Good question.
Okay,
would
guys,
be a little
good
down.
Question.
Yeah. Calm down.
Yeah, I would be, but. But it's a good hypothetical question, and it is not mind insulting as I had stated that it might be. But anyways, so that's definitely a good question. I think we're about done questions.
Yeah.
How we're gonna move on to tech news now. Tech news. Tech news is the same thing that we all know and love, but. If you guys remember in the past two episodes, we've been talking about that whole thing regarding Sony's rootkits on the CDs and whatnot.
We've talked a lot about that.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, Sony has put out their official apology.
They say that the software was provided by a third party and Sony did not know about all this. And,
And they didn't know that. Yeah, they did. They said they didn't know about it.
They could be lying.
But, yeah, exactly. Like, how can you have software provided to you by a third party and not know?
It's a conspiracy.
What it does?
It's a conspiracy.
It just doesn't make any sense.
Just I vote that
Sony is just out to exploit Americans for their music needs. Everybody.
Not just Americans. Everybody.
Sony is un-American.
Everybody.
And I shall not support their.
Yeah, okay.
Their regime.
Shall not support their regime.
Do not buy Sony music, especially at Walmart, and do not shop at Walmart. For 70% of their stuff comes from China. So,
I don't know, do they even have Walmart in Germany and Australia?
They have it in England, but it's called Asda.
As what?
Asda. ASDA. It was bought by Walmart. It stands for something like Associated Dairy something. I don't know.
Oh, interesting. What about in?
They have something like it. It's called Kmart, though.
Oh, right. Kmart. That's
pretty much the same thing.
Well, yeah.
The only thing it's good for is buying lollies, because you can get, like, kilogram bags of it for, like, $2.
Yes.
It's really good.
Anyways, back onto this. Retailers have been told to remove unsold music with this protection on it. But they had this story on the news here last night about this, and a reputable music company or store here, HMV, had said they had received no notice from Sony that they had intended them to do this. So this seems kind of questionable why Sony would say something and then the actual music stores would say that nothing has and why they would say that, oh, well. Anyways, we're not going to discuss what Pika just said. Back on track now. No music store here has said that they've received word from Sony to remove these CDs, so I don't know, that just doesn't add up again with this whole thing.
They're lying to you.
So,
the stores are profiting off of Sony's software. The stores that sell the music are profiting off Sony because Sony's paying them to sell it. Yes, okay.
So,
on to the next thing.
Oh, yes. Why does it take so long for this kind of stuff to get mentioned in the news? Does anybody notice that?
Because the media doesn't care?
Well, they should because there's little consumers out there that are buying these things and getting hurt by it.
The only thing the media...
It just doesn't make sense why news companies refuse to talk about technical things when they are really important, because I know lots of people that buy CDs and would play them in their computers and watch the news, but wouldn't know about this because they don't go to these bigger security sites to talk about this kind of thing. That just annoys me. Anyways, as Pika said...
So, So only the people that actually research this know. So people worldwide are being exploited from by Sony.
Anyways, I think we should move on to the next tech story here. You guys know that on iTunes, the price for individual songs is 99 cents, right?
Which is ridiculous.
Does anybody here use iTunes to buy music?
I don't buy music, but you can like watch, you can like listen to some of it for free. I do that sometimes.
Yeah, the preview thingy, right?
Yeah.
Well, anyways, they're saying that they might be within a year ending this 99 cents all across the board pricing and increasing prices for your known artists and decreasing prices for lesser known artists.
Why?
Like, what do you guys think about this?
They're greedy. That's all I think.
That's stupid.
They're just going to raise the prices on popular things just to get more money. It's not ethical. I mean, why would they do it?
I don't know. Also, I think another thing this could cause is cause more people to go back to the old ways of downloading music off of the peer-to-peer services.
Exactly. They're going to lose business doing this.
I just buy CDs. It's simpler.
Well, then, if you buy a CD, you have the same problem as the Sony rootkit thing. So what do you do?
Only if it's Sony.
I don't know. I'm just going to sit in the corner and cry now.
Good idea.
I can't download off the net. I can't. If I get a Sony CD, it's going to install and some things on my PC. You just can't win.
They have us trapped.
And iTunes is increasing prices. I don't know. What do we do?
I think that's kind of unfair if they increase prices for people that are more well known. Because what does that do for people that aren't well known?
It is. It's the record companies who are worried about this, not the actual. Artists, like, the artists are getting paid enough. It's those record companies like Sony. So, I don't know. I just think it's a bad idea to do that. Bad idea to raise prices like that.
It's already a ripoff anyway. So.
No, it isn't.
Like, 99 cents is a decent price.
For one song, you can buy a single with, like, four songs on it for $2 here.
Here it's like, for a single song on a CD, it's like €5, which is like £3, which is like...
$10 American.
Yeah, six American dollars.
For one song?
£3, oh, okay. But $6 American, so it's very overpriced.
Yeah, so, it's different.
Yes.
That doesn't make sense.
Nope.
So, I think we all think that the 99 cents thing is good, but... I don't know, but this kind of... I think everybody's just going to go back to the old ways. But I am not encouraging people to go back to the old ways.
CDs. Go to your local record store.
Yeah, and don't buy any Sony CDs.
Yeah.
Then you'll be safe.
They're all Sony.
Not all of them.
I say that...
I don't have any Sony CDs.
I say that we have a massive... Hey.
I do have lots.
Hey, guys.
Oh, don't play them in your computer.
I actually haven't had a problem with that. I bought like four the other day and they've all played fine. And two of them were Sony.
Did you have to accept an end user license agreement to play it in your computer?
No. I just put it in and it worked.
I say that we have like a massive campaign.
Don't run any
for auto
run
to go out
come
and
with
like,
those,
take
that's
Sony
what
CDs
installs
and have a massive burning
yes.
up.
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay, screw Sony. Let's go.
I don't know. I think we're just beating this one to death. I think it's time to move on.
99 cents is still too much.
I think the general consensus is prices should stay at 99 cents. Anybody want to challenge that or add anything before we move on?
Yeah.
What? All right. Nature created a nuclear power reactor. Sad thing about this story is that the link is dead, but it was an interesting story. I remember I was telling Brad about it this week.
Oh, yes.
There's this area somewhere where the area was radioactive, and then I forget how many years it was, the reactor would turn on for exactly 30 minutes and then shut itself off for another few million years without overheating or causing a meltdown. So, I just wanted to say this because it does say that humans have a long way to go before stabilizing nuclear energy. Because if nature can do this, why can't humans do this?
Because we overcomplicate it.
That's basically...
We overcomplicate it.
Yeah, well, I think I just wanted to say that even with things like cold fusion and stuff, just shows that humans have a long way to go. Anyways, I think we're about done for tech news this week.
I say we just use solar energy.
Yeah.
It's the best way to go.
Yeah. One tidbit, as I've been seeing every day I see at least two previews for this movie, a new Harry Potter movie.
Yeah.
Yes.
Woohoo. Anybody here read the books?
Yes, me. Or am I the only one?
I gave up. I gave up after the fifth one.
Oh, the fifth one? How many are there? Six?
I think so.
Like,
I don't know.
Yes, what? Six. There's going to be seven.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know. I've seen the movies, but I don't have time to read books like that, you know?
Oh, they're good books.
Yeah,
the movies miss stuff out, so you have to read the books.
Well, it makes it so much better. I don't have time to do that. Just don't have time to read those kind of books.
I'd rather be no lighting on RuneScape. True.
I don't know. We don't want to put the thing through that RuneScape means you have no life. Like, I know people on there that still have a life.
I admitted to it.
So, we just don't want to say that, but... Anyways, I think we should move on to rants. Pika's been having some trouble with his connection today, so there's three rants, so that means that the three other people should take the rants. Okay. Who wants the first one?
I'll do it.
Alright.
And the random events have lost and control. It is official. I was in the wild chasing some ranger noob, and an evil chicken attacked me. Noob started laughing at me. I couldn't pursue him due to the chicken. It also used up six prayer points to clock his attacks and two lobs for healing. This is ridiculous. Yes, and we know what you think. We all like these random events, but we want them to stop. They're getting out of control and becoming overactive. Now, I've got to say I agree with this, because I've been in the fishing guild, and in the past 3 days, I have had seven evil Bob random events. Seven in 3 days.
Seven.
Really? Holy crap, that's lots.
Okay, guys, this is a classic application of the classic excuse,
Yeah, that seems to be how Pika answers all these kind of things.
It's got to be annoying if you're in the attacking a person in the wilderness and in a single zone in a random event, and suddenly you can't attack them anymore and they get away.
But it is kind of fun. I don't know. I'd probably feel different if I was a PKer, but I'm not, so I really can't comment.
I remember one of my friends.
It is kind of funny.
It's not funny doing several. It's not funny doing seven evil bobs in 3 days, believe me.
Yes. Mine took like 20 minutes, I think. I couldn't figure out what the stupid cat wanted.
I've got time to like a minute now, I think, on my best time frame.
That's good. I don't know. Like, random events are designed to keep people away, but they are necessary, but I don't think if they're necessary to this level, I think we can agree to that.
I don't like them.
But it's kind of funny.
I think you should.
I've gotten three of those old men things, and when I've been in the world, and I've died from one of them.
Oh, really?
I've lost half of inventory of rune, which is a lot when you have to switch worlds. Because, it comes and then straight after you get attacked, so they're not good. They need to stop. Maybe just in the wilderness.
I don't know, because lots of also good training spots in the wilderness.
AFKers.
So.
It's probably to get the AFKers. Which, I saw a post on the forums and the other day in which a player mod said, or she thought, it was against the RuneScape rules to AFK because you're exploiting a bug that stops you from getting logged out. Seems pretty stupid to me, but It makes sense.
Something is attacking you, and it is, like, not log out if something is attacking. So
and a lot of people...
It just doesn't make sense that that's breaking a rule.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah, but so...
You know, player mods are a little crazy.
Yeah, some of them are. Like, lots of other crazy people in this world. So...
You're going a little crazy sometimes.
Kind of.
Hmm?
We're all a little crazy sometimes.
Yeah, we are, aren't we?
Ooh,
anyway, yeah. I don't know if Pika's audio quality has improved, but it just makes it kind of hard for us to hear him, but he is still recording, so what he says will be put in the show. You want to try the next one?
Okay. The second one, right?
Yeah.
Okay, day after day we see posts stating, no, it'll ruin the economy. Mm-hmm. My question is, what economy? How does the price of items affect the way you play the game? What government is founded on pixelated money? Have we become so obsessed with making fake money that we don't have time to enjoy playing this game? Please get a grip and try to play the game. Money in RuneScape is everything.
Contrary to this rant, there is an economy in RuneScape, whether it was intended to be one or not.
Money is the basis of everything in RuneScape. You can't do anything without money.
Exactly. The economy is there. If you guys look on my blog, shane.rsbnb.com, you'll see that when Morning Zen Part 2 came out, I made a post about the economy and a follow-up later. Since there is an economy. There is an economy. So money is everything.
Well,
as it is in real life.
It makes
Yes.
How do you think the axes in the Dragon Axe gets to like 9 million or whatever it is if there's no economy?
Yeah, well, exactly.
There's not like an economy in the sense of like a stock market or a stock exchange or anything, but the economy is there should be in like getting interest rates on your bank account and all that. I think that the RuneScape economy is basically like the set prices. Like a rune med being 1,000, a rune plate being about like 2,000, and so on and so forth. So there's set prices, and when started selling like rune meds at 20,000, it just offset everything.
Right.
So if one thing goes up or down in price, it affects everything else. Because if if people lose money on one item, they're going to charge money on another item.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
It's complicated.
All right, Brad, do you have anything to say?
I think it makes it more realistic. Certainly, you know, it isn't. I think it's more than a game in certain respects because of that. I know I saw an article on another RuneScape fan site where somebody analyzed the RuneScape economy and to try to work out how much and could possibly total and total GP could be in it, and they came out with a figure somewhere close to 200 billion, I think. So it's quite interesting to read, so I think it certainly makes the game more interesting.
Yeah, definitely. There is lots of money out there with all those people of multiple party hat sets and whatnot, and who know what their prices are going to be doing, but some don't inform other people. So just there are some people that know. So definitely is an economy. I'll read this next rant. I am tired of people accusing me of autoing. I may be training and someone asks my attack level and I don't respond doesn't mean I'm autoing. Just because I no longer choose to talk to people besides friends, why? I'm tired of people, so many in the game nowadays, so I decide to train skills in silence. If I'm not talking to you, it doesn't mean I'm autoing. Maybe they should make something that says by your name.
I think that don't even play. I mean, you're going to have to talk to people at some point in your life on RuneScape. And if you give up on talking to people, just stop playing the game and get a life. Okay? That's all I have to say. This is beyond it's part of the game. Guys, like... But apparently you're going to have to talk at some point. And and people are going to ask you questions, and you should answer them sometimes. As not to do, like, the stereotypical... high level that doesn't talk to anybody because they think they're superior to everyone. And you want to cast that attitude to people, so just reply every now and then. Don't be emo about it. Don't be like, oh my god, people keep talking to me, but I don't want them, so I'm going to go write a rant about it. Ah, you know. So, grow up.
Brad, what were you saying?
I spent a lot of time in the Fishing Guild. And a lot of people speak absolute crap in this, you know, and some of the things that they speak about and talk about is so boring. I put private chat on.
Yeah.
And a lot of them, you know, they ask you fishing level and it's like, how come you haven't answered? And it gets tiring a few of the people in this game, the things they talk about. So sometimes I'd rather not say anything to anybody in the public chat.
I prefer to be in silence on RuneScape actually to myself. Just because there's some, like, there's RuneScape bits and bytes. I talk to people on there. I don't need to talk to people on RuneScape unless I'm buying something. So.
Go to Catherby where you hear about is how many people's mothers have slept with.
What?
Yeah, Catherby.
What do you hear in Catherby?
If you go to Catherby, all they talk about is how many people's mothers they've slept with. It's like, no, I slept with your mom, and I slept with your mom.
Noobs in Catherby are bad.
That would be a good name of a movie, Noobs in Catherby.
Yes.
I fish in Catherby quite a lot, and
yeah,
it's pretty bad there.
Speaking of...
And one of my player friends doesn't even want to go there, so...
Ah, yeah. We're done with rants, right?
Oh, that's all I had to say.
We done with rants?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
All right. What are we doing on RuneScape? I'll start this week. Did the quest. I've been working on, sadly to say, some school stuff and some site stuff. So that's what I've been doing on RuneScape. I did the quest. Yay! Chrisala?
I haven't been doing a lot, just a lot of mining to get stuff ready for the job party, and some quests.
Oh, yeah.
That's about it.
What about you, Brad?
I fished.
Fish?
I fished, and then I played some Castle Wars, and that was it.
Oh, yeah?
What the hell is that?
Shin's choking on a hairball.
You choking somebody?
I think so.
Fishing? No, I use the harpoon.
Oh, you use a harpoon?
Yes.
Nice.
And, that one!
And Shin can so do sound effects from movies.
Alright, Tika, what have you been doing on RuneScape?
I've done a lot, actually. With the aid of End, I've got many quests done, and they're pretty fun. And besides that, I got level 106 combat, that is. Oh, really?
You told us that last week. So, yeah,
I got 106, already. Just saying that again. Some quests, I don't know, not a whole lot.
Okay.
I'm just hanging out, getting ready for a drop party, I guess. Oh, and remind people when the drop party is, please.
Yeah, okay. When is the drop party exactly, Chriselle? Why don't you tell us that?
It is the 18th of December for the majority of people, and the 19th for us people that live, you know, in
and this is posted where?
I see. Alright. Yep. 18th of December. It's a global announcement on our forums.
Yes,
tis. Yes. Yes. Oh, it's on the 18th. Oh, that's good. I'll be done by then.
On a weekend.
Yeah, I'll be done by then. Okay, well, that's good. Anyways, everybody said what they've been doing on RuneScape, I guess, then.
Have you?
I did, in the beginning.
Okay.
Moving on to RSBNB Matters. RuneScape Beats and Bytes.
RuneScape Bits and Bytes Mexican.
Alright, you guys are doing a good job on submitting things, people. We're working hard getting things done, as you probably noticed, so... Just in case you guys were doubting us, that we are indeed working on the guides system and whatnot. So, things are moving ahead with a good amount of progress. Also, had an incident today of somebody copying stuff from another website. Please don't do this when you're submitting things. Just a little example. Please don't do this, because if you do that, that's not good, because it doesn't set a proper example for your fellow forum members. Just thought we'd mention that. I think we're about done for this episode of RSB and the Update. Anybody have anything else they want to say?
No, not really. I'm not
especially.
Donate to the drop party.
Oh, put a link to the drop party? Okay.
No, donate.
Oh,
donate.
Okay. Yep. Okay, well, donate to the official Christmas RSBNB drop party, which will be on December 18th, 2005, and 19th, 2005. So there we go. Donate to that. We'll also have a link to the topic in there. Brad, Pika, La, anything you have to say?
I'm in the process of making a flute out of a straw.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. Maybe you'll post a picture when you're done, kind of like that other spear thing you posted way back when.
Yeah, that spear thing kind of fell apart when I was fighting.
Yeah, okay, well.
So.
Maybe you'll play us a song when it's done, but I don't think that flute will be done anytime soon. Yeah, I don't play any instruments. Anyways. I posted a link to this thing called... We lost him. Oh, well, we're almost done anyways. Flash VNC released. For you guys, I'll just explain what VNC is for a moment here. VNC is a way for people to... for you to control a remote computer from another location. So... sounds exactly like that. It's called VNC, and then there's also Tight VNC, which is a different format of it. But anyways, Flash VNC is a Flash Player VNC thing that lets you connect to a VNC server. So, definitely something if you use VNC that you'll want to look at. The link is in my blog, shane.rsbnb.com. So, I think we're done for this episode. We've lost Pika due to technical difficulties.
I'm sure we'll find him again sometime.
Yeah, we'll find him again soon. But for now, this has been RSBNB Update, episode 23, with Shane 12088 and
Brad.
RuneScape name?
No. I'm not saying my full name. I don't.
All right.
Brad Woodward. Woodward.
All right.
And. Right.
Yep.
Right.
There we go. Thank you, everyone. Have a good week.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Bye bye.